There is an interesting Minhag Yerushalayim on when Purim falls out on Friday. And I mean Purim falls out on Friday, meaning it's Shushan Purim on Friday in Yerushalayim. This year we have Purim on Friday, which is less often on the calendar. I guess the Purim falls out on Thursday more often than Yudalid. Adar falls out more on Thursday, so we don't have a Friday Purim Suda that often, but apparently in Yerushalayim it comes up more often. So there's a whole discussion about what do we do. Whether some say you should have the Suda. In general, there's a Suda Regila, a Suda Eina Regila. A Suda, a regular Suda, then we passed like Rav Yosef in the Gemara that you can really have it all day. Covered Shabbos, we try to at least finish. Don't start the meal before like Mincha Katana, Samach, Mincha Katana. But a Suda She'ena Regila, that's more difficult. And not only that, there's a separate discussion about having meat on Erev Shabbos. And the Sudas Purim, the Rambam writes Basur V'Yayin. So we'll discuss that another time. So what is the Minhag Yerushalayim? So even though according to most, the Minhag on a regular Purim during the week, even though you would think you should eat the meal and finish the meal during the day, and some do, but the Minhag seems to be not only Minhag Yerushalayim, you start the meal late afternoon and you go into Shushan Purim and you go Basar Aschalas Sudas, you make that one Nisim, then that seems to be the Minhag Olam in many places. Again, so why is it? There's a Trumas Adeshen because maybe it's just a pragmatic thing, like there's Halakha of Tosus and Chulin points out that the Mishnah left out Erev Sukkot. There's Halakha of you can't kill the mother and the child on the same day. So generally speaking, you sell an animal. You don't expect them to check the right away. But if they buy an Erev Yentiv, you do. So interesting, the Mishnah leaves out Erev Sukkot. So Tosus points out, why Erev Sukkot? Erev Sukkot, it's so busy between the Dalad Minim, the Sukkah. You don't have to make a Hachraz. You don't have to make an announcement because no one's going to be shechting that day. So, the true message is right, pragmatically, so too here, that so everyone's busy, Megillah, Shalach Manas, Matos Avionim, the meal just gets pushed off. It's a pragmatic concern, not a theological one. Others want to say more Derek Drush, that gets into the Gemara in Shabbos, Peches, because, there's a famous, we have Pasuk at the end of Parshas, Mishpatim, Naseh V'Nishma. The Jewish people apparently accepted the Torah on their own will. And yet we know the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, Kofna Lef Har Kegigas. They tilted the mount over the head and said, if you accept the Torah, good, if not, it will be your burial. So we see it was four. So there are many answers. The Medrash Tanchuma writes, Nasev and Nishman, the Torah Shur Beksav, Kofna Lef is on the Torah Shur Baal Peh. And they didn't accept the Torah Shabbat Peh until later on, during Kimu V'Kiblu, during Purim time. So therefore, Torah Shabbat Ksav represents, and we have another Chazal that tells us that you learn Torah Shabbat Ksav during the day, because it makes sense, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed out, because it used to be a text, so you could only, and it would be before electricity. So therefore, you learn Torah Shabbat Ksav B'Yom, and Alpeh, which is literally be Alpeh, you learned it at night. You don't need any lights. So therefore, I'm going to point out, Purim is Torah Shabbat Peh, so hence the Minhag Yisrael is we want to continue the meal into nighttime. Be it as it may, that's the Minhag Yisrael, many, and that's on a regular Purim. But on Friday, it's more problematic because you're supposed to be finished the meal, at least with Chatchila, but again, the different cheetahs, either chatzos, b'samach, or mincha katana. If you didn't have the meal, you could have it afterwards, and there's an issue with having meat. So the bottom line is, that's what they do. But a minhag Yerushalayim, when Shushan Purim falls out on Friday, they still do it. They might start the meal earlier. It might be an all-day job, but they continue right into Shabbos. So the Gemara says, and Pores Mapa Umakadesh. So that's what they do. What do you mean? So you're having minu of the meal, so they cover the challah, as we all know, you cover the challah Zechu Aman, and then they make Kiddush. So this is one of the unique Kiddush of the year, because normally what is Kiddush? Kiddush is, it's a machokas Beisilo by Shammai. The Seder at Kiddush, we pass in like Beisilo, Boya Priya Gafen, and then Makadish or Shabbos. But on the night of Friday night Purim, so what do? We make Kiddush without Boya Priya Gafen. Why do we make Kiddush without Boya Priya Gafen? Because the assumption is that the Purim meal, we know there's a mitzvah of having basar v'yayin, and there's a special mitzvah of drinking. The assumption is you had wine. And therefore, if you had wine, so you don't need another Boya Priya Gafen. Presumably, if you didn't drink wine at the Suda for whatever reason, then you would have to make a Boya Priya Gafen, but that's the pashtus. However, interesting, the post can bring down, what about Hamotzi? So the two sheets is in the post came about whether you make Hamotzi at this meal. Like, so the question is, Bishloma, if you assume no Hamotzi, like, because there's no Hamotzi and there's no Kiddush. So there, that seems to be the pashtus, but how do you explain the Shita, who says that you make Hamotzi, but you don't make Be'er Grafin? So the Rush brings down the reason is because when it comes to wine, there is no time where wine is prohibited in Erev Shabbos. You could drink wine all day and right into Shabbos. Well, you know, before Shkia, that is. But however, once the Chi of Kiddush kicks in, so you can't have bread anymore. So therefore, I guess when the Chi of Kiddush kicks in, so you drink wine. So until you make Kiddush, you can't have the Hamotzi. So there's a time when the effort is a hefsik. I can't have, there's a time where I can't have bread, even though there's no time I can't have wine. So therefore, that's the sheet. I think with Minig is you don't make Hamotzi either. But that's the discussion there. So therefore, the Kiddush is interesting because you don't make a Boya Priya Gafen, and perhaps also the only, another trivia, the only time in the Shabbos meal you don't make Hamotzi. So the question is, so when do you daven Ma'ariv exactly? So apparently, I guess maybe different minhagim, some assume you finish the suit, that's not a problem, and you daven Ma'ariv later. That seems to be the minhag. However, some want to bring down, that seems to go against the Grushi, to the Gur writes it in the Maisa Rav, and Yisrael Salanta says it to Tos. He says, no such thing. You first have to make Kiddush in davening, and then you make Kiddush on the wine. And he says it again in the Maisa, in the Bir Hagra. So, and the Grushi is because the Gemara Bechatzi Lashem Bechatzi Lachem, we pass it, the daf has to be first chatzi lachem and then chatzi lachem. First you have the davening, then you have the suda. So either way, so I guess it depends. When you daven ma'ariv, maybe you daven ma'ariv before the kiddush, whatever the case may be. And then as well, there's the shaila that would come up, it could come up any week, but it comes up more on Purim, then, because that's the issue of what about making a tova meitiv. So the halacha is that if you bring out, you have a new wine, a better wine, so then you make a tova meitiv. It's a big discussion, the Rishonim, the Mechaber, Rama, whether, I think the Mechaber is Meiko, or Machmer, wherever you want to look at it, that even if they're both on the same table, at the time you're making the Boya Priya Gafen, you could still make a tova meitiv. The Minhag Rama is no. So the Shaila is, how far does the Rama go, or the Rishonim? And let's say you bring it out from the kitchen. So is that good enough? And others point out that no, you have to bring it from outside your house. So that's a shaila. Apparently, Rebelski used to make a tova meitiv every Shabbos on different bottles of wine. But the minig is, or you know, everyone might be the different minhag. Most people shy away from atova, meitiv safek brachas. Well, hakel. So that's the shiloh. So if you want to cover all your bases, so you have what to rely on for sure. Well, if you're the Rama, if you're Svardi, you can even make it because the Mechaber says even on the table. So if you bring enough from another room, there's what to rely on. If you want to be machmir, so what I've heard what some people do is that they leave, a lot of guests bring wine on Purim, but to Adin, I guess you could do the same thing every Friday night. A person could bring his bottle of wine, leave it outside the house on the porch, or wherever outside the house is considered, and let's assume there's an Erev, there's no problem. So after you make Kiddush, you bring out the bottle of wine, then you can make a Tova Meitav. So either way, a very interesting Kiddush minhag. So I don't know, I don't think it's a minhag in Chutzkara. So it's not so simple. Poros Amap, a Kaddish might only be Rav Shachter, others point out, it sounds like it's a bidiyevet, that you shouldn't lechatchila do it, but that's the minhag Yerushalayim. Even in another minhag Yerushalayim, which is difficult as this comes to mind, is there's a minhag Yerushalayim that Erev Shabbos after Chatzot, you don't rip Kriya, which is difficult because usually it's just a din on Erev Pesach. Erev Yant, because really we're supposed to sit Avelis the whole day until there's nothing special about Erev Pesach after Chatzot. Maybe the minute that maybe that's a national kriya, so maybe that's after Chatos, but that's what they point out. So that's the interesting minig of Poris Mapo Makadish and Yerushalayim, where they wouldn't have Boy Priyagafen in their Kiddush. Perhaps they wouldn't have Amotzi, and then depending on what you're, if you're Ashkenaz Svardi, and depending on which posik you go with, whether you can make a Tova Meitav in general on Friday nights, but a Tova Meitav here, and therefore, even though generally we don't have a Suda, definitely a Suda Shena Regila so late, but since it's a Suda Smitzvah, so they quote some right, it's a Shas Adchak, that when Purim falls out on Friday, see what Minig Yerushalayim is trying to avoid is that, because there's a mitzvah to have meat on Purim, which is Friday, but we're not supposed to have meat on Erev Shabbos in a Suda. So again, it's a discussion, but Pashas the Bris Mila, that's only not a day you mechuyev to have. So therefore, they point out, so I have Bris and Pidra Ben, so the minig is to have meat, even though I think they call it the Shlo, who had some Rebbe that when he only believed only a minyan mesumsim, only if like there are 10 people should eat meat, like during the 9 days, so he didn't eat meat. So that's a discussion. It's a big shiloh having meat in Sudas Erev Shabbos, but on Purim you do it, so to avoid, kind of avoid, so it's maybe Purim, some Avokadish might be a bit dievid, but what they're doing it is to avoid the issue of having a meat meal on Friday, even though it's Purim, it becomes a Shabbos meal, and it's not an issue, but that's an interesting minig that I don't think people do in Chutzlar, or it's Poris Ma'abu Makadish, but apparently that seems to be Minhag Yerushalayim to, not this year, but when Shushan Purim falls out on Friday, they do that, because when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, again, it's a discussion when you have the meal. Pashas, they have the meal on Sunday, which is a question, because based on the Yerushalmi that says not to have it on Shabbos because it's not Nicker. The bottom line is most, even that's a debate whether you should have it on Shabbos or Sunday, so I guess you have it on both. It's like they write the postkim, that's why we don't have a pinyon on Ben on Shabbos, according to some, because it's not Nicker that you're having a Suda for the pinyon on Ben, because you always have it on Shabbos. So even though it says go Yavo by Kriyas HaMegillah, but Minhag Yerushalayim is according to many, you have the Suda on Sunday, and therefore that's not what we're talking about. Poris Mapa Makadish is when Shushan Purim, when Tesvav Adar falls out on Friday night, that's when they do the Poris Mapa Makadish.